Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I hope you're doing well. I hope those of you who celebrated Thanksgiving had a really wonderful one. I had a great time spending time with my family, and I am really ready to make the last few weeks of the year amazing and go into 2024 with clarity and a increased sense of confidence and momentum. And I'm pumped for those of you who are right there with me, excited to do the same thing. I wanted to start with a story about a conversation that I had this week while spending time with people that are close to us. And we're out and about with the kids. And whenever we can, we love to have an extra few set of hands. We have this big wagon that we'll put Roman and the twins in. The twins are one and Roman is two. But now what's, you know, an added layer of challenge is that all three of them can climb out of the wagon. So it's always helpful if we're out and about with crowds to have an extra set of hands. And we had that. We had a lot of people around us this week, which we just love so much. And somebody close to us was holding one of the twins. And after a few minutes, she passed off, I think it was Piper, to somebody else and basically said, like, she's just too heavy for me. And my husband jokingly and lovingly said, well, looks like you need to get stronger. And this person agreed, but then said, but I can't because I'm too busy taking care of somebody else in their life. And we have a lot of love for people close to us and basically said, hey, no matter what you are doing, you have 20 minutes a few days a week. It does not have to take more than that. You have the time. Now, you can tell yourself you don't have the time, whether we're talking about eating healthy or we're talking about working out. And I'm the same way. I can tell myself that I don't have the time, but it doesn't make it true. If you feel like you don't have the time, you need to make the time. And I say this to this person in our lives, and I say it to myself, and I say it to you. If you need to get up 20 minutes earlier a couple times a week, get up 20 minutes earlier a couple times a week. If you need to stay up 20 minutes later once or twice a week, do it. If you need to turn off the TV and move. But here's the deal. You do have the opportunity to take care of yourself. Using other people as the reason that you can't is not respectful to that other person. And it's also not true. And I get it. Taking care of other people does take time and it takes effort and it is exhausting sometimes. But using that as the reason you can't take care of yourself, guys, it has to stop. It has to stop. And I've had this conversation with myself many times when the girls were in the NICU. Right. And I was getting up at 4 a.m. and driving to Boston and spending half the day with them and then driving a couple hours back and spending time with my son and still needing to find time to work. I get it. But it is not acceptable. It is not responsible. It is not okay to use somebody else as the reason that you can't take care of yourself. You can do both. You don't have to stop taking care of that person in your life, and you don't have to stop taking care of your kids. You don't have to stop taking care of other people to take care of yourself. Both can happen. If you're telling yourself both can't happen, I want to invite you to change your perspective to how can I make it happen? It does not take 24 hours a day to take care of yourself. It does not take 1 hour a day to take care of yourself. Whether we're talking about mental health or we're talking about physical health, we're talking about fitness, we're talking about nutrition, you have the time. You have the time. I have the time. We have the time. And when I have those days where I'm like, I was up all night with this one and this one's super fussy and this one's in a mama stage and my kids are the reason I need to take care of myself, one of the primary reasons. Not ever the reason I can't. And we just sometimes need this reality check that we're talking about 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes a few times a week. Or even starting out, if we're talking about something like working out, one day a week is better than 0 days a week. 10 minutes is better than 0 minutes. 2 minutes is better than 0 minutes. And I've mentioned this before, and it's super cliche, and you've probably seen it all over social media. So many people willing to die for their kids or die for their parents or die for their siblings, but they're not willing to be healthy for them. One of the challenges that I give myself on those days where I feel like I don't have time for a workout because my kids, because my work, I just incorporate them in it. And that doesn't mean that it is easy. It certainly can be annoying or frustrating, and I can have the thoughts of this would be so much easier if I could just go to a gym, but there are days where I can't get to a gym, or there are days when it's hard to even get out to my office to work out alone, though I acknowledge I could get up earlier, I can stay up later, I can do all of those things, but I can kick off a 2 minute dance party with my kids while I do 2 minutes of push-ups and squats. And they might cry and they might crawl all over me and it might be entirely imperfect, but it is possible. It absolutely is possible. Stop letting everything and everyone be the reason that you can't invest in your health or your fitness, because you're going to regret these excuses. And they are piling up. Give it 20 minutes. Give it 10 minutes. And then you can go right back to your excuses and your complaining. We all can find 20 minutes in our day a few days a week. Now, one of the other things that comes up as a really common excuse is, oh, my hip is really bad, or my back is really bad, or I have really bad knees. There is something that you can do no matter your physical limitations. No matter. Instead of saying, oh, I have a bad back, instead become determined to figure out what you can do with your bad back, right? That doesn't irritate your back, or in some cases, that makes your back stronger, right? I currently have a torn rotator cuff. And it's one of those injuries where sometimes it really bothers me a lot, and other times it hardly bothers me at all. And I was working out with my trainer the other day, and something we were doing that doesn't normally bother it was really aggravating it. But I didn't say, oh, I can't do this. It was rather, what can I do that's not going to aggravate this? Because we don't want to make things worse, obviously. We want our workouts, and Morgan talked about this, put the replay up a few days ago. You want to be able to come back tomorrow. So it's stupid to say, oh, I can do it, I can tough it out, and then you sideline yourself. There's always something that you can do. When I was recovering from my C-section, there's still always something that I can do. So no matter what physical limitation you are facing, there's something you can do. And you get to decide to be somebody who looks for that, for what you can do, instead of continues to say, oh, well, I can't because of this. Oh, well, I can't because of that. I had a moment earlier this morning. We were at church, and shout out to my pastor, his name is Josh. Towards the end of his sermon, he said something that was just so poignant, and one of those things that I wrote down and I want to carry it with me, and I hope that it lands with you the way that it landed with me. He was talking about in the 90s, there was this big experiment known as the biosphere, and there's movies made about it. I think Pauly Shore was in one of the movies, but essentially they were trying to create this closed system of almost like a universe, like a ecosystem that was entirely private and shut off from the world. And it had, in this closed system, there was a rainforest, and there was a desert, and there was an ocean, and they were growing trees. And I mean, it all seemed to be going pretty well. The trees were growing, and not only were the trees growing, they were growing faster than trees that grow out in the elements in the, we'll call it the real world. But then they noticed that despite their growth, after a little while of this impressive growth, the trees were just falling over. And they were like, what? Why? I mean, the soil is the way it should be, and the temperature is the way it should be, and like, we think we have everything. Why are the trees falling? And they noticed, they recognized the one thing that was missing was the wind. Well, why would the wind matter? Because it's in the stress of the wind and in the resistance offered by the wind that the roots dig down deeper and really grip on and become stronger, and they have to go deep and they have to get strong in order to resist the wind. And the very thing itself that seems like a threat, this wind, is actually what makes it stronger. That's how the roots grip, is in response to the stress of the wind. And that is literally and figuratively a need for us. All of these things that we say are the threat, are the reason that we can't do the work, whether it's the family member that you're caring for or the days when the kids are screaming and you don't get 2 seconds of a break, that is our wind that gives us the opportunity to really take root and to develop sturdiness and resilience in the face of the things that kind of push us around and threaten us. If there's no wind, there's no strength. But so many people are like, oh, the wind. And so they just lay right down and they stop. But that is the very thing. It's offering you the opportunity to fortify yourself, to fortify your habits, to have them become bulletproof, right? People in our lives that are close to us that are saying, oh, well, I can't make the time for my fitness because I have to take care of this other person, when we all know, I mean, they might believe that that's true, but we all know they have the time. That thing that's competing with their time or their freedom or their sense that they can take care of themselves, that is the very thing that is offering them the opportunity to become strong in the habit of investing in their health, of really taking care of themselves. We need that. That thing that we are resenting and saying, if only it wasn't for this, if only I had more time, if only I didn't have this thing I was up against, that thing that we are resenting is the very thing here to help us fortify ourselves and our habits. We need it. And that's also literally true in our body. We've been talking a lot about building strength, and it is that very resistance that comes with strength training that we need to get strong. This thing that so many people fear, oh, I don't want to get hurt, that the resistance that you offer your body when you're strength training is the very thing that we need to fortify ourselves. It's the very thing we need to get stronger physically, to get stronger in our habits, to get stronger in our convictions. I sent out an email. It didn't go out to everybody. I think that I sent it to people who had expressed interest in Strong Foundations but hadn't signed up yet. With emails, you can do different kind of filtering things. And I shared that one of the things that's most important to me right now at this phase of my life is energy, right? It sucks to go through a day where I just feel dead tired, where I just want to lay down, I just want to take a nap, and the last thing I want to do is chase three little kids or sit down to work or do something that requires focus. Those low energy days are really, really hard. And I was explaining in this email that one of the ways that I know and I'm excited about becoming more energetic permanently is having more muscle, because our muscle cells have the highest concentration of mitochondria compared to other types of cells. So if you can think back, like, I don't know why this is so clear to me, but middle school science is super clear to me with the big textbooks and the cheesy images and the lab tables and all of that. And I just so clearly, I've talked about this on the show before, like, mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. It's the energy factory. Well, our muscle cells have dramatically more mitochondria, more energy factories. So when we have more muscle, we literally have more energy. And if we have less muscle, we have less energy. So when I think about that, not to mention all the other things that we've been talking about in terms of why muscle mass is so important, if I want more energy, not only do I have to preserve the muscle mass I have, but I have the opportunity to put on more muscle mass, more muscle, more energy. Yes, please. That is so important to me. And it makes a lot of sense. I am a real common sense person, and it helps me understand things to be like, well, why? Why does the muscle have more mitochondria? Because our muscles are what help us move, right? So they have to be able to fire quickly and contract, unlike, say, cells in our fat mass or other parts of our body where they're not responsible. They're not in demand as much for action and activity. And our muscle cells have to move us, literally. And they move our food through our digestive tract, and they move blood through our muscles and through our tissues and all of these different things. Like we need the movement of the muscle. They help move fluid throughout the body as part of our lymphatic system and so much more. Not to mention, of course, walking and running and the heart beating and all of that. They need to be more energetically capable. That is very compelling to me. I don't know, maybe you're in a different season of life. I probably didn't think about energy as much as I do now with 2 1-year-olds and a 2-year-old. I don't want to be tired. I hate that feeling. It sucks. And our body composition is a big part of that. So when I tell myself like, oh, I'm too tired to work out or I don't have time, but then I remind myself that this is a huge part of how I become a more energetic person and how I remain a more energetic person. So often we just think of, oh, I'm more tired because I'm getting older, and we attribute it to aging. But really what it's more attributable to is the decline in muscle mass that happens when we are not intentionally strength training. The other big thing that is important to me is doing my part to support my body's ability to keep me healthy. As much as we think of the body, but maybe think of it in aesthetic terms of how we look and how our clothes fit, the only thing that our body has to keep us healthy and to fight off any acute illnesses or chronic illnesses is what we give it, right? A huge part of that is nutrition, but body composition is a big part of that too. And I talked about this in a social media post recently. It might have come up on a podcast, but our muscle is our only storage space for amino acids. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. And these different amino acids are used for the immune system. They are used to create red blood cells. They are used to create immune cells and so many other things that are involved in protecting us from inflammation and keeping inflammation from getting out of control in the body. So when we have less muscle mass, we have less capability to protect and defend the body. And when we have more muscle mass, we have a greater capacity to protect and defend the body. That is very, very appealing to me. And then there's the whole metabolic piece of it, right? Our muscle has 3 times more energy demands compared to our fat mass. So essentially, it takes 3 times as much energy to maintain muscle as it does to maintain fat. What that translates to in terms of food is when you have more muscle, you need more calories. So you get to eat more without it being converted to and stored as fat on the whole. Then there's the whole carbohydrate side of it, right? The more muscle you have, the more carbohydrates you need, and also the more carbohydrate you can store without it being converted to and stored as fat. Yes, 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 yes. And we haven't even touched on the things like functionality of our muscles and being able to move well through space and be protected from injury and be more able to just go about life and do the things that need to be done. The excuses have to stop. And I love this idea that we can think of the resistance that maybe up until now we've resented. And if only I had more time, or if only I could get out to go to the gym, if only I could afford XYZ, if only I didn't have to take care of this other person. We can think of that as the very resistance we need to dig in and take root and fortify those habits. So do it with that resistance instead of continuing to allow that to be the reason, the thing you point to as to why you can't do it. You can. Now, when it comes to food, I always tell people, you don't need much more time to eat healthy than you do to eat unhealthy, right? That's just a story. That's just a myth. It doesn't make it true. When it comes to fitness, you do have time. You might just have to rearrange things a little bit. You just might have to watch a little less TV. And it is worth it. You will regret putting it off. You will regret making excuses. So let's use this time, especially if you're listening to this in real time. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of parties. There might be a lot of travel. There's a lot of social things. Find the way to take 10 or 20 minutes a few times a week to emphasize building strength in your body instead of saying, I'll start in January, I'll start when things slow down, I'll start when the kids are back in school, I'll start when this person gets better. Do it now. Let all of the factors of resistance in your life, let them be a reminder to you that, hey, this is the thing that I need to have strong habits in the first place. Because if I'm up against no resistance, then the habits that I have aren't very strong. If you are listening to this in real time, tomorrow, Tuesday, the 28th of November, the price goes up for Strong Foundations. This is your last time to get it for $147. I wish that I could very succinctly express what an insane value it is. But what I've put together with Coach Morgan Bungers, because I'm not a personal trainer and I don't play one on the internet, but Morgan is, and he's one of the best in this country, especially when it comes to helping people modify and helping people who are a little bit older, though he's absolutely worked with many, many, many young and younger athletes and individuals overall. What he is great at is making it work for you, helping you find a way to make it work for you with whatever equipment you have or don't have, with whatever limitations you have or don't have, with your level of fitness or lack thereof. We have put together three different tracks of strength training workouts. And one of the things we talked about over the last couple days is how a lot of people, because they're using weights, think that they're weight training, but they're not. They're not building strength, they're building muscular endurance, which is fine, but that's not the same thing as getting stronger and building strength. We are really going to help you build strength, get stronger. The first tier is for somebody that's really truly a beginner. Right? We want you to move well. There are going to be movement tutorials. We're going to talk about modifying for your individual circumstances. We're going to talk about how to know what weights are the right weights for you. And we're going to deal head on with the fear or the nervousness that people have, especially at that stage where it's new to them. The second tier is for people who aren't new, but maybe it's been a year or two since they've really been in the game, a few years where they haven't been as active or they've been active in different ways and they haven't been strength training. That is tier two. And then tier three is for the more experienced individual. 5 weeks of workouts, about 3 to 4 workouts per week. Each one takes about 20 minutes of your time. But we're not just handing you off workouts. We're going to be going live with you every week for this 5-week program, answering all of your questions, teaching and coaching. We're going to make sure to include a lot of information on mindset and how to make sure you're following through, because it's one thing to know what to do. It's a whole other thing to get yourself to do it and do it consistently. We're also going to talk about nutrition and share recipes and things like that. You're going to get a comprehensive ebook. We're going to have a community where you can ask questions. We're going to go live with you every single week. There's going to be all sorts of tutorials and demos so you know exactly what you're doing. And all of this with the access to me and the access to Morgan for this 5-week program that kicks off in January is $147 until tomorrow. So today is the last day to get it for $147. Tomorrow, the price goes up by $50. So you can still join us because we don't officially kick off until January. But just know that today is the last day to get it for $147. You can go to primalpotential.com/strong foundation to get started. primalpotential.com/strong foundation. Some people have been messaging me saying, I don't know how to get to it. I'm telling you right now, primalpotential.com/strong foundation. If for some reason you didn't hear that or you are confused, just message me and I can send you a link directly. But just know that you can still join tomorrow if you're listening to this on the 29th or 30th or sometime in December. No worries, you can still join. We just offered that initial discounted price to really celebrate Cyber Monday, Black Friday, all of those sorts of things, Small Business Saturday, and the price goes up to $197 on the 28th. So primalpotential.com/strong foundation. If you have questions about it, go and listen to episode, what is it, 1145. Episode 1145 is me and Morgan talking all about it, talking about why this matters so much, answering a ton of questions. I think we answered like questions for 45 minutes on that episode, your questions. So check out 1145 if you haven't already. Primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. And I will see you tomorrow.